It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The architect of the financial bailout got down on one knee yesterday as he begged a lawmaker not to kill it. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has a plan to spend $700 billion federal dollars to save the financial industry.
Some expected that deal to be ratified yesterday at a meeting that included the president, the presidential candidates, and congressional leaders. Instead, the meeting appeared to fall apart.
So we're going to talk about that meeting and more with economic advisors to both campaigns.
Jason Furman advises Senator Barack Obama. Mr. Furman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Douglas Holtz Aiken advises Senator John McCain. Welcome back to the program to you, sir.
Good morning.
And Mr. Holtz Aiken, what happened at that meeting?
The hope was that there would be a spirit of bipartisanship that could reach across the aisle and address this great problem. I mean, we have what has been described by Warren Buffett as the Pearl Harbor of the financial system. In those moments, it would be a desirable thing for people to put aside their partisan stances and accept the ideas of others, find a way to move forward. Sadly, that's not what happened at that meeting. But, you know, the day is new, and we can hope to reach an agreement. I think it's important. The senator has always felt that the goal is to get an agreement in a timely fashion, get an agreement that's effective, get an agreement that taxpayers have confidence in. And
let's be clear. Well, let's be clear on one thing that did appear to happen in that meeting, according to people who were there. John Boehner, the House Republican leader, walked in and, to the surprise of some anyway, said, look, we can't support this thing.
It should not have surprised anyone. I mean, the majority leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, said several days ago that, you know, it was necessary for John McCain to do the work to get Republicans on board. It was obvious there wasn't any deal because there's nothing you could get through the Congress. And that was not a surprise to anyone in the room. It's not a surprise that at the moment there is no deal because not everyone can get it through the Congress. But it's important to get a deal. And the objective is to make sure that we not let yesterday's events somehow impede a process of getting everyone to look at an agreement, sign on, and get the help we need to the financial market.
Mr. Furman, does that look like the agreement that does that look like the meeting that your candidate Barack Obama went to?
Well, I certainly agree with Doug that we're in a very perilous time. Markets overnight in Europe and Asia had more negative results. Credit markets look like they may freeze up further, and that really affects jobs. It affects incomes. And that's why Barack Obama has been working with consistent leadership and constructively. The Paulson plan came out. He read it. He thought about it. He commented about what needed to be changed, how it couldn't be a blank check, how we needed protection for taxpayers, how we needed to do something for CEO pay. We made a lot of progress. We saw the president accept those principles two nights ago. We saw John McCain a couple days after Barack Obama came out with those principles copy many of the same principles and adopt them, which is something we welcome.
Well, now, hold on. We could get into an argument over who did what first, but let's stick on the substance.
We had a meeting yesterday, and the House Republicans came from out of left field with a completely new proposal. They wanted to cut corporate taxes. They wanted to deregulate the economy, and they wanted a completely new mechanism that the Treasury itself had rejected. So there was a constructive process forward that even John McCain was following, and then the House Republicans have just appeared to have blown it up.
Mr. Holtz Aiken, I wonder why Senator McCain made the decision to call for the debate to be canceled, to rush back to Washington, and then, from what we've heard, scarcely say anything in the debate, have anything to say in that meeting.
Well, sadly, much of what was said in that meeting was not constructive. I mean, there was a lot of finger-pointing. People were yelling at one point. It's a meeting that did not meet the senator's goals, which was to make progress toward an agreement. His position throughout was he was not there to champion a particular set of ideas at the expense of a deal, and he chose instead to attempt to bring people together and to encourage them to stop the finger-pointing, think about a way to go forward, get the deal done. We have financial markets that are in perilous shape. We have, at this point, no agreement in the U.S. Congress.
Well, that gets to a key point then. If that gets to a key point, Mr. Holtzakin, is your candidate, John McCain, going to try to bring Republicans, people in his party, on board to this deal or something like it? Or is he going to stick with the House Republicans and press for something different or no deal?
He has never supported any particular bill. There have been assertions that somehow he signed on to the House Republican bill. Those are false. His goal has been to bring all parties, House, Senate, Republican, and Democrat, together on a bill that meets the objectives that he has outlined for quite some time.
Isn't he going to have to support somebody's plan or another plan in order to do that?
The final plan, the one that can get through the Congress, is the one that he will support, and that's his goal. It was his goal yesterday. It remains his goal today. He's worked very hard meeting with members, leadership on both sides in the House and the Senate. He's talked to Senator Reid. He's called Congresswoman Pelosi. He's spoken with Ben Bernanke. He's had conversations with Henry Paulson. This is a comprehensive effort to get everybody into an agreement that everyone can feel comfortable supporting and does the job. That's the only objective, and that's the main reason he's in Washington doing the work he's doing.
We're talking with economic advisors to both presidential candidates. Douglas Holtzakin advises John McCain. Jason Furman advises Barack Obama.
Mr. Furman, the Democrats obviously are in the majority in the Congress. Presumably they have the votes or something close to it, even if there is a rebellion in the ranks on the Republican side of the aisle in the House. Is it the right thing to do to let this deal depend upon the House Republicans when Democrats could pass it without them? Do you just want the Democrats to come in for cover?
Well,
the Republicans to come
in. I'm not going to comment on the legislative tactics, but this is a major piece of legislation. This is one of the most important pieces of financial legislation in a very long time. It's important that both parties have a stake in its success, that both parties support it. It isn't the type of thing that we should try to push through on a narrow vote. And there was the outlines of a broad agreement yesterday. Most of the parties were party to it. And then one party left it. And I think at some point, Senator McCain will have to decide, does he want to be part of the agreement, which is where the administration pretty much is, which is around their plan. This is about the administration's plan. Or does he want to be part of the group of people that are obstructing? That's a choice he hasn't yet made.
Forgive me, we're limited here. I'm very sorry to cut you off. I apologize. But we just got about 10 seconds for each of you. And the question on my mind for each of you in these few seconds that we have is, do you regret involving presidential politics so closely with this bailout? Mr. Furman, you start. You've just got a few seconds.
I think it's clear that this meeting at the White House was a bad idea by the administration and the Republicans, that it would have been better to continue the negotiations to get everyone on the same page before John McCain arrived in Washington. A lot of progress was being made.
Douglas Holtzakin.
I think it's important for Senator Obama and Senator McCain to be engaged in this. This is one of the paramount issues of our time. They're the two men who are campaigning to lead this nation. They should be involved in the process in a constructive way.
Mr. Holtzakin, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Douglas Holtzakin is economic advisor to Senator John McCain. Mr. Furman, good to talk with you as well again.
Thank you.
Jason Furman is an advisor for the Obama campaign. So that's a sampling of the political debate right now. And we have word today that there will, in fact, be a candidates' debate tonight. There had been some doubt about whether Senator McCain would attend. He said he wouldn't without an economic deal. But his campaign has made its decision. McCain will head to Mississippi, and there will be a debate against Democrat Barack Obama. The official subject of tonight's debate will be foreign policy, but there is word from Jim Lehrer, the moderator of that debate, that he is going to be willing to talk about the economy as well.